coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
This is Energy FM, and we are keeping you up to date on the CONIFA World Cup, and it is day two. I am joined by Malcolm Blackburn on the end of the phone. And so, Malcolm, you've had a day off today. Been up to much?
Yes. Yeah, it's been a good, relaxing day for the lads. The management decided that, you know, they'd pretty much had two very hectic days with the travelling and then, of course, the match yesterday. So they were allowed to basically do what they wanted. I think a few went and took in the GGs down at Epsom, and some have been out in there looking at the sites in London. So, yeah, I think it's been a really good day for them, bringing them back to sort of normality and reality.
Yeah, how are you feeling about the next couple of games then? Are you feeling confident?
I think it's difficult to say. Alan Pannon is, you know, we are kicking above our weight down here in this tournament. A lot of the teams that we play consist of semi-pro and pro players. Those that probably watched the first match will have seen, you know, the opposition often have a lot more possession than we do in a match. So we play to our strengths. We play a direct type of football and a high-pressing football. And the other teams don't like playing Alan Bannon, so we feel confident. I feel as confident as we do in every game we go into. We don't go in to lose, so yeah, we're confident.
Good. Do you think we're more confident because of the 4-1 win earlier?
I don't think that matters. Obviously, the only thing that's important about that game that got us the first 3 points, we are at the group stages of the matches, so all it's about at the moment is qualifying for the quarterfinals. All it does basically say we've got 3 points, let's get another 3 points tomorrow.
Yeah. I know when Ellen Vanna were heading off to London, a few players were injured at the time. How are they getting on now?
Yeah, Rick Holden's been working hard with them now over the last couple of weeks, and it looks like Furu and Sean are coming back fit now. So it gives the management some options, which you need in tournament football. You know, you can't expect players to play 6 games in a week. So I think Chris Bass is quite happy. You know, it's unusual to start a tournament with injured players. We normally come down with a fit squad and then players get injured in the actual tournament. So it's a different situation this time. But what you can say is the new players that came in yesterday, what a fantastic job they did.
So the game tomorrow for Ellen Vanin, they're taking on Tamil Eelam. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. That's quite a late kickoff time, don't you think?
It is, but I think we're delighted because when we played at 12 o'clock yesterday, it was 30 degrees in the stadium.
Crikey.
So it's going to be a lot cooler, which I think will suit the style of play that Chris and Lee asked and demanded of the players.
Yeah, that will help the players as well with the cooler heat, surely, won't it?
100%. Which Chris and Lee do expect them to cover a lot of distance, be very, very busy on a pitch, does mean that, when you've got a hot day, it certainly drains them and it's very difficult to keep it up for 90 minutes. That cooler temperature is certainly going to help that level of performance.
What do you reckon score-wise tomorrow, or are you staying completely out of that?
Stay completely out of that. I don't want to jinx anything. As long as we perform like we did against Cascadia, to an extent the result doesn't matter to me, because certainly Ellen Bannon yesterday made a lot of friends. We've had a lot of coverage about us, about the Isle of Man. I gather it's on the front of the Guardian tomorrow. The 3 goals that out of the 4 we scored are being termed worldies. They're being featured everywhere. I think one of them had something well over 200,000 or 300,000 views now.
Wow.
We've made a name for ourselves. So that's all I want to do, continue that and promote the Isle of Man.